Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, Fireflies. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher. Welcome to another scorching episode of our daily mission to kick those pesky delays to the curb. Now, today we're diving deep into something that trips up even the most dedicated go-getters. Why are we always procrastinating? Seriously, ever feel like you're running a marathon but only started sprinting 5 minutes before the finish line? You know that feeling when the deadline looms and suddenly your to-do list turns into a black hole of unfinished tasks. Well, buckle up because today we're dissecting this procrastination puzzle. It's not about willpower or just plain laziness though, let's be honest, sometimes it can feel like that. Procrastination is often a symptom of something deeper, an underlying story we might not even realize is playing out in our brains. So, what are some key things to keep in mind when you're trying to figure out your own procrastination patterns? Number 1. Fear factor. Let's face it, sometimes we procrastinate because the task scares us. It feels overwhelming, too complex, or even like a potential failure waiting to happen. We convince ourselves it's better to avoid the anxiety of tackling it head-on. But here's the thing, fear often stems from uncertainty. So instead of letting fear paralyze you, try breaking down that big, scary task into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know, like eating a whole pizza versus savoring each slice. It feels less daunting, right? Number 2. Perfectionism trap. Are you holding yourself to impossibly high standards? Ever find yourself starting projects with the grand intention of creating something flawless, only to get bogged down in the details and end up with nothing at all? Perfectionism is a sneaky beast. It can actually lead to procrastination because the fear of not meeting those unrealistic expectations feels crippling. Remember, good enough is often truly good enough. Number 3. The distraction delight. Okay, let's be honest. We live in an age where distractions are everywhere. From the endless stream of social media notifications to the siren song of online shopping, it's incredibly easy to get sidetracked. We tell ourselves we'll get back to work later, but later often turns into never. So try creating a distraction-free zone for yourself. Put your phone on silent, close those tempting tabs, and focus solely on the task at hand. Number 4. The unsure spark. Sometimes procrastination isn't about fear or perfectionism, it's simply a lack of clarity. You might not know where to start, how to proceed, or even if you genuinely care about the task in the first place. In these situations, take some time for introspection. What are your true goals? What excites you? Once you have a clearer sense of direction, motivation will naturally follow. And lastly, number 5, the energy roller coaster. We all have those days when we feel like we could conquer the world, and those days when simply getting out of bed feels like an Olympic feat. Don't beat yourself up if you are not always at peak productivity. Learn to recognize your energy patterns. When are you most focused and energized? Schedule your most demanding tasks for those times, and give yourself grace on the low energy days. Picture this. You have a big presentation due next week, but every time you open that PowerPoint file, your heart starts racing. Your mind goes blank. You suddenly remember that you need to clean the bathroom, reorganize your sock drawer, or maybe even just take a long nap. Sound familiar? That's procrastination at work. But by identifying those underlying triggers, fear of failure, perhaps, or the overwhelming feeling of needing everything to be perfect, you can start to address them head on. Remember, friends, understanding yourself is the first step to breaking free from the procrastination cycle. So, be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep that fire burning bright. Ready to conquer your day? Then go out there and crush it. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little extra motivation. Let's build a community of fired up individuals ready to tackle anything life throws our way. See you tomorrow for another dose of procrastination punishing power.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.